Heather went to see that big house in Los Angeles? No, no.
It's not there anymore. No, no, that was my grandfather's house. She saw. She, my house is gone. The freeway went through it.
Freeway
went through it.
Here's the new area that you built for the
chickens.
No,
it's not there anymore. Oh boy, where's that? Is that in your backyard?
Yeah. So he built this
huge.
Area.
That's
yeah.
big. Oh, yeah. You got a farm there.
Yeah, and he put So that's like the whole extension of it.
Oh my goodness.
The chickens live well.
They do.
Yeah.
How many do you have? How many?
And then inside, there's like
Is there a place for them to hide in that?
Yeah, this is inside.
Inside the
chicken thing.
The
leaves
on top.
Really?
Inside, yeah. Here's like the little door.
Leaves on top of the net.
Just take a leaf blower and blow off. Or the snow.
You got a big one.
And then there's like a little area for them to do like.
You're just moving around the table, aren't you?
Dirt baths.
and then
a little area for them to get under.
Yeah.
Food bowls, roosting bars.
These are good grapes.
Pretty cool.
I grew up right in the city, but we had a big yard, and in the very back of the yard there was a fence, and along the fence we had this chicken coop, and it had an upper level where we had doves. We had ring doves.
That's
you know what ring doves are? They have little rings
from.
Around their neck.
Huh.
They're ring doves.
But they, now, do the doves stay in the coop, or do they fly out?
No, they stayed in this. It was a big up. They had the upstairs part of the chicken coop.
So they didn't fly out and come back?
No. No. They flew out. They didn't come back. No.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, doves and chickens. Little chickens. Bantam chickens.
Now, did you actually take care of them, or did you actually?
Yeah, we fed them. We gave them food.
Did you use the eggs? I guess. Is that what you had them for?
You know, I don't remember, but I think we ate them.
Yeah. Well, you ate the chickens.
No, we ate the eggs.
Yes.
Not the chickens. That was right in the city. That was right in the city too. Of Los Angeles.
But so that was unusual.
But the freeway took my house.
Well, so your dad sold his house to the government, to the state?
I don't know. No, no, this was much later.
Oh, much later.
Much later. But my grandfather's house, you went to my grandfather's house, took a picture.
Your dad and incense.
In front of it.
Yeah, I've been there twice, actually. I went there in 2007.
How did you find it? How did you know about it then?
I can't remember. You could remember. I don't know who told me. But now I'm friends with the owner of it on Facebook. We keep in touch.
It's a one woman.
Natalie.
One living in this great big house.
Her
huge house.
She's got a lot of it. She's borderline hoarder. She had a lot of stuff in there.
And there's an apartment over the garage, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Back here.
Yeah, my grandfather moved from North Dakota. He took his whole family and put them on the train and took them to California. As soon as he could afford it, he worked until he could afford to take his family to California.
And you know what I have? You probably don't remember this, but I have the train tickets.
You do?
What?
Oh, the original one?
The original train tickets. Of course, in a plastic case now. I mean, a plastic container. But they're the original train tickets. 1865, I want to say. They're dated and everything. Neat stuff. Mm. Of, you know, they're going out.
That's what they need. Out west. There have been 65 going out to North Dakota.
He made his. He was a wheeler and a dealer. He
California.
Made his family live on the farm.
No, I don't know.
They had to live on it number of years before they could homestead it, keep it. So he made his wife live on a farm, and he worked in town.
Yes, 5 years.
And then he, as soon as he got could sell a homestead. He put them all on the train and went to California.
He had 160 acres of land.
You know what? There's so many things in my house I haven't even shown yet. Meat stuff.
What?
54,968.
Like, remember this. I don't know if you remember when everybody
I
went up to
Everest
and you and I were there.
He was Norwegian.
And you said, hey, I've got some time to myself.
Which is why we think David is
still
tall and blonde.
And there's a box that says,
yeah.
Huh? Your dad's toy.
I get that a lot too.
And we were going to get into it. We haven't done that.
He's the only one in our family
need
that looks like
stuff.
Him.
You know, neat toys. And
he's not as tall as you.
Yeah.
He has blonde hair. That's it.
My sister was tall and had red hair. Did you ever meet her?
Anna?
Never did.
Your grandfather was the one that had the electric car? Was your father?
No, that was my grandfather, yeah. He had an electric car. In Los Angeles.
He was like a real big deal in L.A., right?
Well, he was
it was real estate, right?
Yeah.
Buildings, office.
He bought real estate, yeah. Yeah.
So that's why you're the multimillionaire you are today.
Yeah. I wish. Yeah. I haven't got a penny. And, you know, we never owned a house. So all the people that live where I do, they sell their house and use that money to get in there. But I didn't have a house to sell. So my son had to help me out.
No, we worked a deal.
I don't know how he did it.
She washes dishes.
He got me in.
See, I always maintain it's true. Really, people are...
I don't think you could do it now. They have different management.
Well, most people are nice people. And that's when we sat down, the former manager, general manager of the place, we sat down. She didn't have a lot of money, but you had to have $300,000 or $400,000 entrance fee to get in. And as Mom said, that's what you had to do. You normally have a house. You sell a house, they move in, and they pay their Social Security or whatever pays their monthly fee. But she didn't have a house. She didn't have that. And the minister didn't make a lot of money. So, but she was you were very frugal. You saved your money. But he made Mom a good deal. And it's the best thing that ever happened to us.
He snuck me in.
We did some negotiating. We did negotiate, but it was at the right time, too. They had vacancies and...
Oh. You'll have to come have dinner with me sometime over there. It's a nice place.
You gotta go? Yeah, I gotta.
A lot of interesting people. A lot of interesting people.
Is that right?
We have a lot of former engineers and doctors and all kinds of people.
Wow. She's not feeling great.
But they're very nice.
She was here just to see you guys.
They take good care of us. They have medical care and all kinds of entertainment. And
the pool.
And a pool.
Yes. And 7 flavors of ice cream.
What?
The 7 flavors of the ice cream.
Oh, yeah, we got all kinds of...
Grammy has to leave.
Yeah.
The kids want to play a little bit of music for you.
Oh, I'd love to hear you. I'd like to hear you play.
Oh, man.
Oh, are you recording that?
Oh, I didn't read that.